Brian, good morning. I'm joined by Amy Moyner. She's the executive director of the Convention and Visitors. No, she is not. She's the executive director of Downtown Partners, Inc., reading the wrong line here. And I knew that, but she's also in. We've got a big event happening this weekend, but we've got a big event as well that will be going on all through the summer. And that is, of course, is the Farmers Market, and that gets going right in the first Thursday in May. Is that right,
Amy? Yeah, good morning. Yes, May 5th, we're going to kick off Farmers Market, May 5th through September 29th, so it's a 22-week season. And today is the last day for our vendors to get early bird pricing. After that, they're going to have to pay full price.
But again, you had last year was you had a really good comeback year last year. I'm going to guess it should be even a better year this year.
Yeah, we've got a lot of new vendors that are interested as well. So last year was great, but this year is going to be even better. We have more vendors and really trying to create that experience to come downtown. So it's not just coming to get your produce, but we're going to have events and live music and the horses and lots of surprises.
Wine tasting.
Oh, yes.
You bet. All of that stuff is going to be going on, and we'll be talking more. In fact, we'll be checking in with you most weeks to find out what you got going on there. But this weekend, it's Sunday is the day. It is the spring open house. And you've got, almost all the merchants in downtown Burlington are participating in
it. Yeah, we've got quite a few. So 25 are actually participating in the Downtown Dollars. So that's a big list. So you got 6 hours to enter your name in 25 locations to try to win some of those Downtown Dollars. But yeah, we've got a lot of participation this year. And it's just a great way to come and see and kick off spring. So even though it's sleeting in my face today when I was walking in, Sunday looks beautiful, and it's going to be beautiful downtown. So to see all that new spring
merchandise. So you've got all of these merchants that are going to be going on. And again, the time of that open house, what is the time?
Yeah, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Is your best chance to see everybody and get into those locations. Some of these businesses that are not normally open up on Sunday will be open. So it's a great chance to see those if you are trying to get out this weekend.
And new merchandise, to be specials, eating and drinking specials too, that'll be going out as well. And
a lot of people are bringing out their spring menus this weekend, so you're going to see that. And hopefully the weather is going to be so nice the patios will be open.
And I think that really is one of the nice treats of downtown, is that having the patios, you know, because it does remind you, it reminds me of a big city. Mm-hmm. And that's really the cool thing. My daughter was in town last weekend for her. We went downtown. Her birthday party we had on Saturday night. So we went downtown and said, let's check out the downtown. And mm-hmm. She says, yeah, it's cool. And I was showing her all the building projects. I know, she said, and this road is going to be under construction.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I said, when it's all said and done, a lot of things are going to be really nice downtown, isn't it?
Yeah. So our slogan here is watch our progress. We're open for business. So downtown, even though there's lots of construction happening, lots of different projects happening, it just shows the progress that and the investment that people are taking in our downtown.
So be a little patient. Just don't park down on Jefferson. You can't do that. But you can park on any of the other streets, right?
Yeah, well, actually, Jefferson, you can still park on Jefferson. It just depends on where the construction is.
Gotcha, okay.
And, yeah, we have parking lots. Like, right now, we are on the 800 block. The Tiger Project is on the 800 block of Jefferson. But you've got parking right behind Wake and Bake. There's a city parking lot there. There's parking right next on 8th Street. So just be able to walk one block. That's all we say, walk a block. And you'll get to your destination.
Again, it's 10 to 4 on Sunday, the spring open house. And again, $500 in downtown dollars are going to be given away, right?
Yeah, so next week we will do those drawings on Facebook Live so you can see who the winners are.
And you can check that out. But again, it is Farmers Market's coming on, starting on the 5th of May. The Very Vintage Market. Do you have a date on that?
Yeah, Very Vintage Market is happening July 16th. Last year we had 8 to 9,000 people in our downtown participating and shopping and picking. Very Vintage Market will be July 16th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we already have, Oh, my goodness. I think my last count was 80-some vendors.
You know, if you're successful 1 year, you want to come back, right?
Yeah, right. They're knocking down my door trying to get in. So.
And same thing. The farmer's market, when we had the pandemic year, it was like everything was sort of like, okay, is it safe to come down or isn't it? You really did have a farmer's market through the pandemic, but
just those necessity items, right? People want to come down and get their produce and then they would go home.
Yeah, but so. this is going to be more, yeah, you'll be able to do the fun stuff.
Yeah,
this is really cool. Again, check it out for a list of all of the, I guess there'll be a sign in the windows of any business that is participating.
Yeah, there,
right?
You'll see the posters. We also have the list of those participating in the Downtown Dollars on our Facebook page and then also through Greater Burlington.
All right. Spring open house Sunday, 10 to 4, the farmer's market on the 5th of May and continuing 22 weeks,
yep.
And a very vintage market on July 16th. And I'm sure we'll have more stuff, right?
Oh, we have lots of stuff planned for this holiday
season.
More
stuff. All of it's going to be going on. Amy Moiter, Executive Director of Downtown Partners, Inc. Downtown, a cool place to be. You got a lot of new businesses that are opening up, too.
Yes. So we had 10 new businesses open up last year, and we're looking at another couple coming online very shortly.
Cool. It is a great way to go downtown and enjoy some fun and win some prizes, win some money.
Yeah.
Again, Downtown Dollars. Amy Moiter, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
March is National Nutrition Month. Whether you want to lose weight or improve